Trank grinned and presented his arm to her.
Can't wait to taste some of that air.
May remembered the moment she took her first breath of variant, back when she was thrown into that awful chamber. She also recalled the second she stepped out of the sling and onto the surface, tasting pure variant for the first time. She and her friends had spent their whole lives in Central, never fully understanding what awaited them up there, never knowing what was missing. That first breath was like a rush of life, filling her lungs with something new, and for the first time in her life she felt fully alive. She felt like herself. Mickey and Trak would probably not experience any of this. They weren't genetically engineered to process variant in the same way that she was, so it was unlikely that any strong changes would occur. No enhanced reflexes, eyesight, or strength. Nothing to make them into super soldiers, but that was fine. Simply being able to breathe freely without the use of a device was its own reward.
Here you go, said May as she injected Trak with the needle.
When can we take the breathers off?
Asked Mickey, referring to the device on his mouth that kept him from suffocating.
An hour, at least, explained May.
He frowned.
Oh man, that's so long. Deal with it,
said a familiar voice from behind May. A man she knew so well.
Boss, you come to check up on us?
Asked Mickey. John placed his hand on May's shoulder as he stepped beside her. He looked at her and smiled.
I gotta make sure my boys are squared up. Who else is left?
I've taken care of everyone except Short and Hughes, said May.
Trak motioned toward one of the CHUs.
Pretty sure they're in there. Guess we'll have to bring it to them,
said John. With the case of inoculations under her arm, May got to her feet.
You'd think they would want to get this done as quickly as possible.
Pretty sure those two have other things on their mind.
He gave her a wry smile.
What are you talking about?
She asked. He started walking.
Let's find out.
The camp bustled with activity, thanks to the new arrivals from Central. Dr. Harper managed to convince the board to expand the size of May's team from a mere 4 to a full 20. This allowed the Ortego outpost to stay fully manned, without taking away from her mission on Kant. Even better, it allowed her to bring Sophie and Tabata to the new location, much to their delight. The new additions were surprisingly useful, too. Having them around let her accomplish more without straining herself with the minutiae. Looking back, May never realized how overworked she'd been during her time at the Ortego outpost. All those late nights and long hours seemed to blend together like a dream. Still, she wouldn't trade those months for anything. Bart, Zoe, Sophie, Travis, and even Tabata had become like family, each of them pushing the rest to succeed, each believing in the dream. When they arrived at the CHU, John gave 3 knocks on the door.
Open up!
May could hear some hurried shuffling coming from the other side.
Ouch!
Said a woman's voice, trying to whisper but failing. The door cracked open enough to reveal a set of hazel eyes.
Sergeant Finn,
said Short, totally surprised. She had a blanket wrapped around her.
What are you doing here?
You missed your injection,
he answered, nodding to May.
What's the holdup? You doing something in there?
No, I just fell asleep,
she said quickly. John raised his brow.
Don't suppose you know where Hughes is, do you?
Short's eyes flickered away from the door.
No, I haven't seen him.
That's too bad. We've looked everywhere. Might have to send the boys out to look for him. I sure hope he's not dead.
He glanced at May and winked.
Right?
It's true, said May.
Metal clanged from somewhere inside the CHU.
Damn it!
Snapped a voice. John grinned.
What's that in there? Got yourself a visitor, Short?
The soldier squirmed.
No, it's,
She frowned.
Oh, fine.
She opened the door, revealing a man in the back corner of the CHU, his face covered with a shirt. He seemed to be struggling to get it on.
Hey, it's Hughes,
said John.
Short, did you know he was back here?
She grimaced, closing her eyes.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Boss, is that you?
Asked Hughes, trapped by his clothes. He finally managed to twist the shirt in the right direction, yanking it down.
Sure is. Good to see you aren't dead after all.
Said Hughes, scratching the back of his head.
We're in trouble, huh?